Now, I know we already did a review on Wreck-It Ralph at Well Damn Radio, but I just wanted to point out some of the extra things that we might have actually forgot to mention and give, again, my own personal review. When I first heard about this movie, that Disney was developing a video game movie, I thought it was really cool. I thought the concept was fun. I thought the time was right. 2012, it was the kind of era that Disney needed. Not kind of era. It was kind of the kind of film that in this particular Disney era, that they basically, I think they did, it worked. It worked so well. So basically, anyway, Wreck-It Ralph is a 2012 American 3D computer animated comedy film produced by Walt Disney Animation Studios and released by Walt Disney Pictures. It is the 52nd Disney animated feature film. The film was directed by Richard Moore, who had actually directed episodes of The Simpsons and Futurama, if anybody that didn't know. Basically, the story tells of a video game arcade villain who decides to go rogue and rebel against his own game and hopes of his dreams to become a hero. He travels between games in the arcade and basically hit their universe inside the game's central hub, I guess that's what it was called, and ultimately must eliminate a dire threat that could affect the entire arcade and Ralph himself. So, long story short, we got Ralph, who is the villain in Fix-It Felix Jr. Fix-It Felix and the people don't necessarily... They have their game's anniversary they want to celebrate, and they don't invite Ralph because he's the bad guy. It's as simple as what it gets. So Ralph's like, screw this, I'm going to go be a hero, I'm going to go earn a medal from a different game. So he game hops and creates programming hell, essentially, for some of the other games. Comes across a couple characters, like Vanellope Von Sweets, Vanellope, and you find out her backstory is that she comes off as a glitch that is actually damaging her game Sugar Rush. Come to find out that it's actually not her. It is the King Candy, who is was a game that was unplugged. And let me just go into it full deep. All right. Anyway, so basically, starting off, we have Walt Disney Pictures, Walt Disney Animation Studios, Walt Disney Studio Motion Pictures. We have the date that came out was October 29, 2012, November 2nd, 2012, 101 minutes, 165 million, box office, 471.2. That sounds about right. I think the DVD is at a little bit more. It's profitable. So, Wreck-It Ralph, when it premiered at the El Capitan Theater on October 29th of 2012, it went into the general release, like I said, November 2nd. The film was critical and commercial success, grossing $471.2 million worldwide. And that's amazing. And winning the Annie Award for Best Animated Feature, as well as receiving nominations for the Golden Globe and Academy Award for Best Animated Feature, the film was released on Blu-ray and DVD on March 5th, 2013. The sequel titled Ralph Breaks the Internet is scheduled for release on November 21st, 2018. So definitely looking forward to that. There's a shit ton of video game cameos and references. They have Bowser from Mario, Dr. Eggman from Sonic, Dr. Robotnik. Altered Beast characters. We have Q-Bert, Call of Duty first-person shooter games that were inspired. We have the Heroes Duty games, like I said, based off Call of Duty and Halo, Pac-Man, Street Fighter, Kung Lee, Dig Dug, Frogger, Lara Croft, Burger Time. Lara Croft and Mario were referenced. We have Tapper. We have Peach and Daisy from Mario. Sonic, obviously, like I said before. Paperboy. King Candy apparently uses the Konami code on the NES controller to access the programming of Sugar Rush, which is amazing. So it's chock full with video game references. So as a video game fan and a longtime collector, it was a no-brainer that I had to see this movie. And quite frankly, it's worth every minute. Bottom line of the story, Ralph ends up saving the day and goes back to his game, and everybody respects him. Like I said, go to the link below for the Well Damn Radio review for all of us chiming in on it. But like I said, this is just a quick video. Quick podcast, if you will. We have John C. Reilly, who played Ralph. Not bad. Sarah Silverman, who played Vanellope. Yeah, it was all right. I'm not a fan of hers, so I didn't really like it. So, Yeah, but then we had Jack Breyer, McBreyer, played Fix-a-Felix Jr. We had Jane Lynch, who was Sergeant Tamora Jean Calhoun. It was the lead character of Heroes Duty. It's basically like a Halo and Call of Duty ripoff. Then we have King Candy of Sugar Rush, who is basically a ripoff off the Mad Hatter, if you will. It seems like a blatant ripoff. And then we have all the side characters, like the Sour Bill, who was amazing. Duncan is a donut. Yeah. So then we have the Nicelanders. We have all those people. It's a fun-loving movie. It's a nice movie. We have Dubstep makes an appearance. I'm sorry, not Dubstep. Skrillex makes an appearance in the film, playing Dubstep musician. Yeah, it's fun. There's nothing you say, and I look back and say, well, this movie, it's chock full of old vintage video game stuff that you're going to even forget. Whether it's like Centipede and Millipede games, Atari, Space Invaders, you'll get all the nostalgia back, and it'll make you want to go play the arcade games again. So even John Lasseter, the head of Walt Disney Animation Studios and executive producer of the film, describes Ralph as an 8-bit video game bad guy who travels the length of the arcade to prove that he's a good guy. That's the entire story. That is the entire story. It's similar to Who Framed Roger Rabbit and Toy Story, basically mixed into one. So, yeah, they had a bunch of DVD releases. They had the 3D Ultimate, they had the regular one, the DVD, digital copies. One bad, one great for the release section. It was either you got the, especially Disney movies, anywhere you could get it. They did have video games. They have the arcade cabinet, Fix-A-Felix Jr. The Flash version of the game was amazing. They had the actual Wreck-It Ralph video game for Wii, 3DS, and Nintendo DS. In Disney Interactive, they did the collaboration with Activision. So it wasn't that bad. They had a playable browser versions of Heroes Duty and Sugar Rush. So that was pretty good. And then Wreck-It Ralph also made an appearance in Sega and Sonic's All-Star Racing Transform as a playable character, so it was fun. And of course, Ralph and Vanellope are in Disney Infinity. And Disney Crossy Road, I'm sorry. Wreck-It Ralph is a playable world in that. And I do believe they might be coming in with Kingdom Hearts 3. I'm not sure. It seems like something they should do. Seems like a perfect fit, honestly. So, who the hell knows? But yeah, we got the sequel coming soon, and looks like everyone's going to reprise the same roles. They stated that they're going to try to include Mario and Tron in the sequel, which would be fantastic. Just everything about the entire project for the sequel, Ralph Breaks the Internet, is looking promising. And this first film, I had very little problems with it. I thought the twist at the end was very creative. Where you find out that King Candy was actually this asshole glitch of a guy, I forget the name of him, that had lost his game, because he got shut down or went Turbo. It was Turbo's something. The guy's name was Turbo. I think there's... Anyway. So, yeah, Wreck-It Ralph, man, it's fantastic. And everything about it is just a video game's... it's a video game fan's dream Disney movie. So... Hands down, Rich Moore and Clark Spencer, you guys did a hell of a job with it. I have no complaints. I mean, there's a couple of things wrong, but necessarily, I wish that some of the Nicelanders weren't assholes, but other than that, it's like little shit you can nitpick. But Wreck-It Ralph, man, 2012 American, 3D computer animated film, the 52nd Disney featurette film, hell of a job, worth it, can't wait for the sequel. That's my review, that's my opinion. It's a must-see for any video game fan and Disney fan, hands down. Alright guys, that about wraps it up. I'm going to put the link below for the Wreck-It Ralph video. I'm sorry, the Well Damn Radio podcast, we didn't do a video review for that one. And we'll see you soon, guys. Take care.